If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Sean, what do we say when we get pitched every single guest?
There's bigger news.
Does this regard treason? And if the answer is no, then no, then we're not interested. However, when someone said...
Leah Remini?
I said yes.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. That is different because everybody is talking about A&E's Leah Remini, Scientology, and the Aftermath. She joins us now. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that I was a yes in your book.
Yes, you are the one yes. Because it strikes me, I don't know your politics, but that Trump voters at this point are kind of a cult.
Right.
Some of them were interviewed and they don't seem to care if Russia, meddled in our election. So,
it is definitely a culture of people looking the other way and thinking they can't do anything about it, or it speaks to the bully inside of them. I don't actually understand it. So this is very this is a new thing for me to be experiencing, seeing other celebrities who are involved in this organization looking away, and then turning around and calling me a bigot, calling us liars, in it for other reasons, for the money. It's really disgusting. I hope that the headlines change and that it's not about me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Leah, I gotta say, I've watched clips of it, and I have to tell you, almost every single person, right, Sean, that's come in here has mentioned your show.
Yeah.
It's been like, oh my God, you gotta have you watched Leah Remini's thing, it's incredible,
it's
blah,
big.
Blah.
Awesome.
I mean,
that's awesome.
It is, and I was. Scientology's fondest wish that it is wildly popular and widely watched, which is, and I love that one clip where you said, you know, you stop, messing with people's lives and families, and I'll stop, right?
Right.
Right.
Because it's been, you know, they have $3 billion in assets. I could never, no celebrity has that kind of money.
Right.
So it's really not about who's telling the truth, who's lying. Clearly, the general population are not Scientologists. The world are not Scientologists. It's a very small amount, but they make a lot of noise because of the money that's available to them and the resources that are available to them. So I thought it was very important for me to be able to use my name, not to talk about Xenu and things that make headlines, but rather to defend the people who had the courage to speak out against this organization.
One thing I was really struck by, Leah, is you said you'd obviously been a member for a long time, and you said even you were stunned by some of the things that you learned. What were the things that stunned you the most?
Well, for every story that we told on the show, there was hundreds, if not thousands, of people who could back up that story.
Right. I watch it, and I think, I can see why this is banned in Germany. I mean, What's going to happen here, you know, either because of your series or in general, do you think? Anything?
I'm hoping that people get incensed enough to put pressure on their city council people to look into it, that people stopped defending it, who are not even in Scientology. You can't just show up to an event and think that doesn't have an effect on people. I remember when I was in Scientology, to see a city official show up or the captain of a police department or the mayor show up to one of our events, I was like, oh, okay, maybe those things are not true. Because if those things were really happening in the church, these people wouldn't show up. You know, then you find out later that they have no idea what the church is. They just show up for the opportunity to receive a check or...
right.
They have no idea what's really going on there. But it clearly did send a message, so I'm hoping that will happen, that the support of this cult ceases, that people start doing their homework. The information is available to them. You don't have to believe me, you know.
Right.
I really kind of take, although I appreciate and I understand it when people say, I believe you, Leah, I'm like, you don't need to believe me. You need to know.
Right. I mean, one of the things that struck me a lot, too, is, you know, the way you and others, you know, that have been in it describe it, it sounds like being in any other abusive relationship, right? Like them trying to separate you from your family and sow distrust.
Yes.
And all that stuff, right?
Yes. But, you know, as you're being indoctrinated and brainwashed, from the beginning of Scientology. I mean, you're starting to get indoctrinated as a baby into Scientology. Right. But then when you could read, you're starting to be interrogated, and the church becomes your mother, your father, your everything. And so it's very hard for people to understand, but it's a brainwashing process that goes on from the very beginning. And you're going in every day. I don't think people understand that either.
Right.
It's an everyday proposition.
Why do you think some, you know, obviously huge names like Tom Cruise remain in this? I mean,
first of all, he doesn't look on the internet. He doesn't watch television. He doesn't do any of that. Because, again, the teachings of Scientology are, it's bad news on the internet, it's bad news TV, news reporters only mean you harm, the government means you harm, police mean you harm, reporters mean you harm, they're never going to get the story right, and so they're not looking. Like, if you were to ask Kirstie Alley, what was Leah lying about? You called her a bigot. What specifically did Leah say in her book or on her show that you are saying she's lying about? She couldn't answer you.
Right.
Because she didn't watch it.
Right, right. I mean, I don't mean to. I don't mean to inject my politics into your wildly successful series and ride on your coattails. But let me just do that for a minute, Leah.
Please.
I mean, this does remind me. I mean, just this whole Trump thing, right? It's that whole "I'm your mommy, I'm your daddy, I'm going to take care of everything, I'm going to do everything for you, I'm going to make everything better, I'm going to give you everything you ever needed in life, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to this, I'm going to that," right?
But the difference here is this is a faith. This is your faith. This is a religion. This is an organization running around saying we can make your life better. We have the answers to life. We are changing the conditions of the world. And for that, you need to pay us hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. Well, that's what taxpayers are going to do.
You choose not to support Trump. You could choose to say whatever you want about him and his politics and his beliefs. You are not invested your whole life, your family, into this person. You are not going in and this is what you should believe, this is what we're doing. And it's $350,000, $100,000 proposition. It's minimum.
Monique Marvez is here, and she literally has to drive by the Scientology Center to get home safely. So
yep.
I'm going to let her ask a question.
I have a couple of questions, actually, and I want to congratulate you, because I actually, one of my dearest friends in the 80s was a lifelong Scientologist that got kicked out for being a subversive for asking certain questions, because it was all about the money. I mean, this e-meter cost $5,000 in 1988. He had his own e-meter.
Required to buy two.
Exactly. So, number one, I think it's funny they call you a bigot, because there's very few African-American Scientologists, because they're about the money.
The truth of the matter is that all Scientologists are bigots. They don't realize that, but they're hiding behind that word to get people to get on their side.
Right. So, two questions, and I know they're going to put you up against the wall. Number one, do you think that Muscovitch or people of that level are actually capable of doing physical harm or doing "quote unquote" away with people? Do you think people have been done away with?
Miscavige, yeah.
Miscavige. No.
Yeah.
Listen, he was beating people while they were working for him. That has been over and over what people have been saying.
He's beaten people.
Yeah. But dictating for and demanding that people do that to others, which the people in our show have admitted to.
Right.
So they haven't admitted to anything, of course. But doing away with people, I actually don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Do we know where his wife is?
I don't.
Okay.
Second question.
Okay.
Thank you, Seth.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we don't. Leah, I'm the stuff I've watched is just unbelievable. So the finale is tomorrow night, correct? On A&E?
Yes.
Okay. It's just such important stuff. And I've always loved you and never found you suppressive or glib. Every time I've interviewed you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
I never want to be glib.
All right. Thank you, honey. Best of luck. All right. There she goes, Leah Remini, everybody. She's fantastic. She's, forgive me, I interviewed her on Pure Oxygen on my TV show once, and she was doing a Charlie's Angel impression, which involved flipping her hair, and I moved her hair back out of her face for her, but that was part of the impression. She was very upset that I ruined the whole impression. But we survived that moment.
You're friends.
Now everything's fine. All right.